Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining me now, Brandon Lee Galton, BleedingGreenNation.com, as we talk Eagles, who are getting ready to host the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday. And first things first, before we talk injuries and such, well, I guess we are going to talk injury because Carson Wentz is back from that ACL, that knee injury that sidelined him starting in December last year. He will be ready to go on Sunday. How big a boost is the return of Carson Wentz for this offense?
I think it's a huge boost for this Eagles team overall. Obviously, Nick Foles was not terrible when he was filling in for Carson Wentz there, but I just think it's a different level of player entirely. With all due respect to Nick Foles, I think Carson just comes in here and he makes that difference. I think we saw an Eagles team against the Bucs last week that kind of couldn't overcome some of the adversity they were facing. I think Carson Wentz is the player who has that talent, who is capable of doing that. I think finding himself in a spot where he's lacking a lot of skill players is tough, but I think he has the talent overall to kind of make do with that and make it work. And I mean, the energy in that building on Sunday is going to be unreal with him being back. I think he's going to be absolutely hungry to get back out there after not having played since last December. I think it's going to be a very fun game to watch.
At running back, Jay Ajayi, Darren Sproles have been ruled out, and now Corey Clement is questionable. How do you see the running back situation breaking down? Because we kind of all figured the arrow may be pointing that way for Sproles and Ajayi, but this Clement thing is new. How do they break it down?
It's really tough. I mean, the Eagles are going to be without their top two running backs for sure, possibly their third. The Inquirers are reporting that Corey Clement's injury is kind of precautionary, but still we'll see. Maybe he's not 100%, even though he could play on Sunday. So it's very not ideal if you're just down to Wendell Smallwood, who is fine at best. He's just not impressive in any way. He's not going to kill you entirely, but there's not a lot to work with there. And then Josh Adams certainly showed some promise in the preseason, but the Bucks County native, you know, is still a rookie. He's still inexperienced. There were times where he showed where, you know, he's not a guy where you're just going to hand over the offense to him. So it's not an ideal for the situation for the Eagles at all here for Carson Wentz to be coming back and potentially having really just to carry the team with his arm and then really throwing to a bunch of wide receivers who aren't their top guys as well. So it's just kind of a tough spot here.
Let's talk about the matchup with the Colts. They're 1-1, coached by former Eagles offensive coordinator Frank Reich. What do you expect in this matchup, and how favorable a matchup do you think it is for the Birds?
Yeah, I look at this Colts roster, and I just don't see a whole lot of talent here. I think you look at the injury report as well for the Colts. They're dealing with some issues. Their starting left tackle, Anthony Costanzo, he's going to be out. So the Colts will be starting LaRaven Clark and Joe Haig at tackle. And I think the Eagles defensive line will be able to get pressure on Andrew Luck. The Colts have been using a quick passing game, knowing that they don't have the best offensive line right now. We saw, obviously, the Bucs tried to get the ball out quick against the Eagles, and that worked at times. So the Eagles will have their work cut out for them. Frank Reich coming to town, there's obviously going to be some familiarity with the scheming going on here. Doug Peterson also pointed out that the Colts defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus, was with the Dallas Cowboys. So there's some familiarity there as well. So in some ways, it could almost be like a division game, and these opponents really know each other and they're familiar with the schemes. So it's going to come down to talent. And even with the Eagles having injuries, I just think overall they still have more talent than this Colts team does.
Eagles brought back Jordan Matthews this week because of all the injuries they've got at wide receiver. How much of an impact do you think, if any, he will have on Sunday? And do you still see him having a role once all their wide receivers are healthy?
Yeah, it's a really good question, because I thought Doug Peterson's answer about Jordan Matthews today was a little curious. He had said something to the effect of he's put himself in a position to possibly play. I mean, I would think he's playing. The Eagles are only down to four wide receivers, including him. I don't know how involved we will see or see him involved early on. Maybe there is an adjustment period there with him returning to this offense. And yeah, when Alshon Jeffrey gets back, and obviously he's been ruled questionable on the injury report, might not play this week since he still hasn't been cleared for contact, I think it's fair to wonder if Jordan Matthews will have a role on this team, because they have Jeffrey here. Aguilar is obviously still here. They seem to like Kamari Akin for some reason. So I don't know how this situation is going to shape out, but the Eagles really need to get something together here and figure out what this best group is and find a way to get this thing back on track.
There's been so many storylines already through 2 weeks with this team. The most curious for my money is Dallas Goedert. Obviously, the top draft pick looked good in the preseason, and he has played a minimal number of snaps. And I'm kind of curious with the personnel they've featured ahead of him. What do you see going on here? Because it seems like every time a coach gets asked about it, you get kind of an odd collection of words that's not really an answer.
Yeah, it was really curious after the game when Doug Peterson, I think, basically said that they hadn't game planned enough to the point where Dallas Goedert could be involved. It seems like a bad job by the coaching staff. In any case, it was very questionable to have Josh Perkins playing 33% of the snaps and ultimately getting six targets while Dallas Goedert did not get a single target against the Buccaneers. We're going to need to see that change moving forward. Eagles offensive coordinator Mike Groh said that is something the Eagles, yes, they do need to address. Hopefully that isn't just lip service, and hopefully the Eagles make that change, because with this team depleted as they are at wide receiver and running back, you should be able to get Dallas Goedert in there. The Eagles traded up for this guy in the second round. He had a great preseason. He looked good at all the offseason practices I attended. I feel like they really need to get that two tight end sets in there, those 12 personnel formations, and really get Dallas Goedert involved, because they need someone who can make plays and be a reliable target. And I think, even though he's a rookie, I think he could bring some firepower to this offense.
Brandon Lee Gouton, BleedingGreenNation.com, joining us on Reporters Roundup as we get ready for the Eagles and the Colts Sunday at 1. And Brandon, if someone wants to check out all of your work, what should they do?
You can read my work at BleedingGreenNation.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Brandon Gouton, and you can listen to Bleeding Green Nation's podcast, BGN Radio.
Brandon, thanks for the time and insight.
Thanks for having me.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.